I'm Marshall Miles for Robinhood Radio. Here is a complete list up to date that we have in of the cancellations, postponements, and announcements for the effect of the coronavirus in our area. The Kent Historical Society will close its doors until further notice. They will be there, and they'll be available via email for any inquiries. Greater Grace Community Church in Dover Plains are canceling their services for today at Greater Grace Community Church in Dover Plains. From the Weebatuck Teachers Association, next week they'll be available to distribute homework packets, iPads for grades 1 and up, as well as breakfast and lunch. If you need access to the school, work, or food, let them know. If you can pick it up or if you need those items delivered, email raymond.castellani@weebatuck.org. The Village of Millerton and the Village of Northeast have posted their updates on our webpage. You can go to robinhoodradio.com or you can go to our Facebook page to see all of that. The Canaan United Methodist Church will not be holding Sunday worship services today or March 22nd. St. Joseph's Church in Canaan is closed and bingo at the Bitterman Center is closed as of the 23rd. The Bishop and Standing Committee of the Episcopal Church in Connecticut has urged strongly parishes to suspend worship for 2 weeks to help with the mitigation of the coronavirus in the state. Accordingly, after consultation, St. Andrew's in Kent will be suspending all gatherings for 2 weeks. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum will be closed to the public through March 28th. Staff will be available via phone at 860-364-5688. Litchfield Hills Probate District offices in Litchfield and Canaan have suspended processing of applications for passports until at least April 30th. Our Lady of the Valley on Maple Avenue in Sheffield has canceled Sunday Mass and all church activities until further notice. Berkshire South Regional Community Center will be canceling larger community groups gatherings for 2 weeks. Beginning Monday, there will be no community supper, the Berkshire Ukulele Band, or Berkshire Strings Program from March 16th to March 27th. The Weintog Heritage Land Trust has canceled its March events. The hiking trails will remain open. For trail recommendations and information, 860-927-1927. The Kent Art Association member show has been canceled. It was scheduled to open March 21st. Little Guild in West Cornwall will be closed to visitors right now through March 18th. The Dover Plains Library will close for the safety of patrons and staff starting on Monday. Budget presentations from the North Canaan Board of Selectmen and the Board of Education scheduled for next week have been postponed. New tentative dates have been set for April 7th at 7 p.m. They'll be doing both on the same night. Taconic Hills update, they have it posted on our website, robinhoodradio.com, or on our Facebook page, robinhoodradio.com on Facebook. Dutchess County schools are all closed now for 2 weeks. Region 1 schools closed for 2 weeks. Southern Berkshire Regional School District currently closed with an intended return date of March the 30th. Monument Mountain High School will be closed for 2 weeks. The Torrington School District closed through March 30th. Northwest Connecticut Community College in Winsted closed. When they resume, it'll be online classes. Sharon Hospital is open, but they have a list of rules that you must follow to go there. If you're a visitor, you can go to our webpage, robinhoodradio.com. It's right there on the homepage, or it's on our Facebook page, right at the top at robinhoodradio.com on Facebook. The Pine Plains FFA Toy Show on March 21st has been postponed to a later date. Cabin Fever at the Grove in Lakeville is canceled this year. Infinity in Norfolk closed for 6 weeks. Dewey Hall, all events are canceled through at least April. The Chamber of Commerce for the Tri-State Region, their business after hours scheduled for March 19th at Great Falls Brewery will be postponed to a future date. Sharon Playhouse has postponed until a later date their next show, Saturday, March 21st, Song and Dance Man. That'll be postponed to a later date. Catamount and Mohawk have closed for the season. The Bargain Barn is not accepting donations until further notice, but will remain open for now, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 until 3. Salisbury, Connecticut has a post on our homepage at robinhoodradio.com and also on our Facebook page, which is on Facebook, WHDD, Robin Hood Radio. The Scoville Library has canceled all programs through the end of March. The Douglas Library in North Canaan, for the time being, is remaining open. The Movie House is open currently also, showing their movies. They are disinfecting after every show. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon closed until further notice. They encourage patrons to access their digital collections while they are closed. Mahawi Theater in Great Barrington, the Water Theater in Torrington, canceling all shows until further notice. Exchange Club in North Canaan canceling their March 17th dinner meeting. Swap Shop is closed at the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station until further notice. The transfer station will be open its normal hours, though. Retreats at Camp Isabella Freeman have been canceled going forward until the threat of coronavirus is lessened. The 14th Colony Art Show at Noble Horizons canceled. The Media Fire Company Pancake Breakfast, scheduled for today, has been postponed. Berkshire Grown has canceled their Indoor Farmers Market, scheduled for March 21st. The Jane Lloyd Fund has postponed the Harlem Line Dance at the White Hart on March 28th. They will present it at a later date. Crescendo postponing its upcoming March and April concerts. The Harlem Wizards basketball game at Housatonic postponed until a rescheduled date is picked. Tickets will be honored at that date. Sharon Audubon Center has canceled the 2020 Maple Fest on Saturday, March 21st, and Earth Allies on Friday, March 27th. For other event program and center information, you can go to their Facebook page or call them at 860-364-0520. The CBD event at Gear Village has been postponed on March 21st. Kent Memorial Library canceling its programs for the time being. We have complete lists for the town of Great Barrington, also complete lists for the town of Rhinebeck, the town of Otis, and the town of Sheffield and Monterey on our website, robinhoodradio.com, and on our Facebook page, which is also at Robin Hood Radio, WHDD. Sugar Hill Assisted Living in Dalton canceling programs open to the public, including support group. Thursday night Breaking Bread in Sheffield is suspended until further notice. Once again, Dewey Hall has canceled the sessions on March 21st in Lenox and in Sheffield on March 28th. Contra dances have been canceled through March. Berkshire Housing has canceled the March 1st Hometime Buyers Course. It'll be rescheduled in the future. Norman Rockwell Museum suspending public programs through March 31st. The Clark Art Institute have canceled their events from March 14th through April 30th. The museum galleries will remain open. Averith of Southern Berkshire suspending all gatherings, worship classes, outside groups, committee meetings, and more. Stissing Center in Pine Plains has announced it will postpone its spring series of events. They were scheduled to be announced this week. Performance is set to start now in late April at the earliest time. Bar Devon Opera House in Poughkeepsie and UPAC in Kingston are closed for at least 30 days. The Southern Berkshire Chamber of Commerce Ladies Night Out has been postponed. They will set a new date for that in the near future. And we have a complete update how Columbia County and Ancrum dealing with the coronavirus. That is on our website, robinhoodradio.com, and also on our Facebook page, WHDD Robin Hood Radio. All these announcements are updated every hour, and they're available online at WHDD's Facebook page, which is WHDDRobinHoodRadio.com, and also at our homepage, which is just RobinHoodRadio.com.